Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and it's the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time, and everyone that's tuned in now can lift our voices together to God in prayer. We can pray together. We can rejoice, and we can worship together. We can let Him know that we love Him, and we want to praise Him. Sing with us now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name. And we love singing that chorus. Let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast. John chapter 10, verse 9. Jesus speaking, "Here I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep." Wonderful words of life as we begin the service today. If you will, be ready to take down some contact information. And I hope that you're telling someone about our broadcast ministry from time to time. And remember, if the radio time is inconvenient or you miss the broadcast or you want to listen again, you can go to our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Click Listen Online to hear the service, to select the date and worship with us then. And then on the front page of the website, if you'd like to contribute with your debit or credit card, just click Donate on the front page and follow the prompts. There are no hidden fees or charges. You don't have to set up an account, and you're not going to get a bunch of email or text, concerning that. It is a safe, free transaction. All right, let's go to the Sounds of Victory hymnal, and let's go to page 100. Here's one entitled, "Jesus Will Never Change." He saved me, forgave me, He cleansed my life from sin. He keeps me, sustains me, and now there's peace within. What blessings He gives me, and in Him I am free. Heaven I soon shall see. Jesus is just the same today as He was yesterday. The same He'll be forever. What a joy just to know that I can say Jesus will never change. He fills me and guides me by love and power divine. He shields me and hides me. I'm His and He is mine. What glory He gives me, and to Him I will sing tribute to Him. Bring.
us. Jesus is just the same today as he was yesterday. The same he'll be forever. What a joy just to know that I can say Jesus will never change. One more time on the chorus, sing it now. Jesus, Jesus is just the same today as he was yesterday. The same he'll be forever. What a joy just to know that I can say Jesus will never change.
Of God teaches us in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said that in him is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. He is just the same today. There's an old song by that title that we sing from time to time. Luke 6:38 is our precious promise before we go into prayer. He says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure pressed down and shaken together and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. I hope that you enjoy the scriptures that we use each day on this broadcast. We always start with the Word of God, and then we read a precious promise before we pray, and then I quote other scriptures during the broadcast time. I want this service to be laced with the Word of God, and I want you to hide the Word of God in your heart that you may not sin against him. Let's pray today. Shall we call upon him? We're going to be praying to a God that will never change, and his Word will stand forever. Let's talk to him. Father, we thank you for these wonderful promises. We thank you, Lord, for your unchangeableness. Lord, not even the fact there is a shadow of turning. Lord, there is no variableness. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, what a wonderful Savior we have. What a blessed people we are to have a God that loves us to this extent, a God that will cover us and protect us, watch out for us and listen to us, move in our benefit, lift us up when we're down, save our lost souls, heal our sick bodies. Lord, minister to us in various ways. Have your way in our hearts and lives today. We need you. Lord, bless each one that's praying with us now. Lord, as their prayer requests unfold and they make a list and they bring them to you today, I pray, Lord, you'll hear every one of those requests and put them, Lord, to on the top of your list and begin to move and minister into those needs. Lord, hear every prayer and answer it, Lord, according to your will and your word, according to our faith, according, Lord, to the best that it would be for it to be answered. Use this service today. Bless each heart and life. By the time it's over, we want to know we've been in your presence. In Jesus' name. Sweep over my soul, sweep over my soul, sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My rest is complete while I sit at his feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. And I will give you some contact information at the end of the broadcast. And after you've prayed and given to your church, if the Lord would bless you and you'd have something left over and you'd like to share something with the power of Pentecost. No gift is too large or too small. Whether you want to do it one time or more than one time, just however the Lord would direct you. That's what we want you to do, is be obedient to Him. And if He doesn't direct you to send anything, well, don't send anything. Just be obedient to Him. But just pray that the Lord will meet the needs. All right, from page 58 of The Love Supreme, here's one entitled The Spirit Moved.
I shall not forget the day when I knelt to pray. The Spirit moved.
The Spirit moved.
The Spirit moved. When I called upon the Lord, burdens rolled away.
The Spirit moved.
The Spirit moved.
The Spirit moved.
Within my soul, and the power of the Lord took control. It made me shout, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise His name, when the blessed Holy Spirit came. In the upper room as one, they began to pray.
The Spirit moved.
The Spirit moved.
The Spirit moved.
The Spirit moved.
With the Holy Ghost and fire, they were filled that day.
The Spirit moved.
The Spirit moved.
The Spirit moved
within my soul.
And the power of the Lord took control.
It made me shout, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise His name, when the blessed Holy Spirit came.
Paul and Silas were in jail at the midnight hour.
The Spirit moved.
The Spirit moved.
The Spirit moved.
The Spirit moved.
And the gates were open wide in His mighty power.
The Spirit moved.
The Spirit moved.
The Spirit moved.
Within my soul,
and the power of the Lord took control.
It made me shout, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise His name, when the blessed Holy Spirit came.
The Spirit moved within my soul.
And the power of the Lord took control.
It made me shout, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise His name, when the blessed Holy Spirit came.
Hallelujah. Well, and it'll come to you if you'll just press, because His promise is unto you and to your children, and all those that are afar off. Thank you for worshiping with us. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. The mailing address is The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And I told you about the website earlier, but it's www.pentecostalradio.org. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.
The Spirit moved within my soul.
and the power of the Lord
took control.
It made me